Hour 4.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:09. We're going to top out at 4 today. The temp has continued to fall. It's 4 below right now.
Fantastic.
26 below wind chill.
Great news.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Love me some of that.
I have like 1, 2, 3, 4, like, well, 3 layers and a scarf on today.
Okay.
And I even have leg warmers.
Nice.
Yeah.
So
I'm warm today.
Did we hear back from your friend?
We did.
And?
We did. February 11th, it was purchased.
Okay.
The receipt said very sexy satin and lace slip, which would be like a...
The receipt said all of that?
Yeah. It's like a...
I don't think it said all that.
Lace slip nighty thingy.
I'm starting to think you are padding the argument.
How am I padding the argument?
A receipt said all of that?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
That was the item that was purchased.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm starting to think this is made up.
Why would it be made up?
That's an awful lot of words for a receipt.
No, it's not.
Like, there's never, there. It's
Have
always
you ever
like.
Bought anything at Victoria's
no.
Secret? Okay. Well, then I don't even know how you
but
can
I
say
But I bought
that.
Lots of things at lots of places.
Right.
And
they
there's
actually,
usually not that many words on the item. Like, if I buy a drill, it'll say, drill, DeWalt. That's it.
Right.
It doesn't say the entire model number. It might have, like, the whatever number they have for
their
it.
Their SKU number.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't know.
It's what it is.
I think your friend's making stuff
That's
up.
That's what it was.
Or you just don't like your boyfriend and you're trying to make him out to be worse than he is.
He's a dirtbag.
Okay. Now it comes out.
Doesn't mean that it's not happening. I'm just saying that he's a dirtbag.
Okay, Bill's on the phone. How are you, Bill?
Pretty good. I'm thinking maybe he bought it for a friend or something. He kept the receipt in his wallet so that he can get paid back.
Well, we did hear... Oh.
No.
That's still plausible.
I doubt it.
But, like, we had the guy earlier that said his friend will not go in there.
Yeah, I know, but I doubt that.
Well, maybe he had to buy it on a credit card or something, and I don't know what the receipt is, but, you know, could have...
It is plausible he bought it for another guy, for his girlfriend, because that guy was afraid to go in there.
No, then
and there are guys who are afraid to go in there.
Then that guy can go buy something else for Valentine's Day.
Okay. Now you're arguing just to try to make your argument.
No, I just doubt it very
You are
much.
Just convinced he's cheating, aren't you?
Yes, 100%.
How do you know that's the case?
Because he's kind of a slime ball.
Do you know the guy?
Yeah, of course I know him. He's dating my friend.
Okay. This friend lives in town?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, then that would have been information that would have been useful 20 minutes ago.
How? It's my friend. How would I not know who she's been dating for 6 months?
I don't know. I just met a buddy of mine's girlfriend this weekend. She's been with her for 2 years.
What?
He lives in Rapid.
But they live in Rapid.
Yeah. I didn't know the girl lived here that you were talking about.
Yeah, they live
here. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for the call, Bill.
Okay, bye, guys.
Yeah. Sorry to put you through an argument with us.
Yeah, that happens sometimes with our callers.
Yeah. I like to try to get them on, say their thing, and then get them off.
Yeah.
And you like to pick fights with me while they're still on the phone.
I wasn't picking a fight.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
I'm going to run through some of the texts here. How was it paid for? Cash? Credit? Can she trace it back that way? Either way, her gut told her to check up on him so she could get out after she confronts him and not waste any more time. The same thing happened to me, except it was a receipt from a comedy club and one beer and one glass of wine. All along, I felt like the tool was a player. I felt a lot better leaving him knowing I was right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just still think that there are some plausible explanations that, you know, you're wrong to assume he's cheating automatically.
What?
You are wrong.
No.
But I'm kind of starting to get swayed that, yes, go ahead and confront him.
I think so. I think she needs to. I think he's a dirtbag.
And I hope that she's wrong and that he just totally forgot about it, or he went in and bought it for a buddy, for his wife or girlfriend.
He's listening right now. He just got 2 really good excuses. To try to use.
Oh, God. He was with her on Valentine's Day.
During the evening.
Oh, yeah. He could have blown out of work and Yeah, because girls love that. Like, hey, can you take off work so my girlfriend doesn't find out that we're together on Valentine's Day?
You never know.
Okay.
She maybe works nights.
No. Oh, God. You suck.
I have an answer for everything.
I am
everything. Tired
of you now.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:21. We'll top out at 4 today. It's 4 below right now. My wife texted Mel a picture of the Dancing Monkey soap dispenser.
Yeah, not you. She texted it to me.
Yeah. And no, that was fine. I didn't care. But then I asked Mel to send it to me because I was going to post it on the website. And then she sent it to me as a text message.
And I texted it to you.
I meant for you to email it to me. That would have saved me a step.
You weren't specific.
I know. I have learned that if I do not give detailed instructions to you, then you will...
Well, you said send it to me. Obviously, I received it in a text message. So what am I going to do?
I know.
Going to text it back to you.
I know.
So if you wanted it in a specific format, you should have said.
That's okay. I'll email it to myself now.
All right. Have fun.
Yeah.
It's very cute. I would like to see it dance.
Yeah. It's not so creepy sounding now, is it?
No, it's not as creepy as I was imagining it.
That just goes to show how... messed up your head must be. I mean, Dancing Monkey soap dispenser and you thought the worst.
I thought creepy.
Just like you thought of this guy. Oh, it's got to be the worst.
Well, because he is a jerk face. P.S. Did you know that, speaking of dogs, that they're sun dogs this morning?
I've never seen
one.
Talking
about this guy being a dog. All over Facebook, there's pictures of the sun dogs this morning. And it looks, and then pretty much looks like a rainbow.
I have never seen a sun dog before.
I've only seen it with these pictures that are being posted. I've never seen it before.
Can you turn your laptop around so
yeah,
I can see
I was going to get to one here.
Oh, okay.
Right here. This one. It's like...
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that cool?
That is kind of neat. It's like the sun and then like a reflection off of...
I don't know.
Well, I mean, it almost looks like sun on the sides.
Yeah, and it looks like a rainbow.
Kinda,
like,
yeah.
Most of the pictures that I've been seeing, they look like rainbows this morning. That's pretty wild.
I've never seen those before.
I've never saw that either. I don't know how often something like that happens, but I have a feeling one of my friends would know. I could probably ask him.
Internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Internet quote of the day is, if I make you breakfast in bed, a simple thank you is all I need. Not all this, how'd you get in my house business?
I did get a text from Amber, said, sorry, I walked away from the radio. What did the receipt say? The receipt said, what did it say?
It said February 11th, and it said that it was very sexy satin lace and lace slip.
Okay.
Busted.
I got a text that said probably what the receipt said, very sexy slip with all the vowels removed.
Yeah, well, that's what she texted me.
I'm sorry, I don't understand English with vowels removed.
She sent me like the whole words. She didn't break it down.
I got another text that says, I have my receipt here from Christmas that my sister got me, body lotion, and it says date, time, and 6.7 ounce SCH for scrub.
Yeah, it wasn't scrub.
Okay.
It was lingerie. Mm-hmm.
You two quit. You're going to make every woman in Sioux Falls who got anything from Victoria's Secret that their husband or boyfriend has a girlfriend of 6 months on the side. Yes. Keep in mind, Mel, not every guy has a girl on the side.
Oh, you're saying not every guy out there is a D-bag?
No.
That's what you're saying?
No. In fact, most of them are not.
Oh, really?
Now, they may be a jerk in other ways. I won't deny that.
Right.
However, most guys are not having a little action on the side.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Just this guy.
Okay.
He's a scumball.
Okay.
Jack Wagon.
All right.
D-Bay.
Good. I got a text that says, sun dogs are from ice in the air. That certainly sounds reasonable considering how cold it is today.
Thank you. I was wondering.
Yeah. That is a very, very cool picture.
Sun reflecting off ice crystals in the upper atmosphere only happens when it's clear and cold.
See, now, if I had seen the modern marvels about sun dogs.
Oh, my gosh.
I would know that. I just happen to have not seen that one yet.
There is one?
No, I doubt it. But there's nothing wrong with learning stuff.
I never said there was anything.
Yeah, there was. You're making fun of me because I watch Nat Geo and History Channel.
I do make fun of you because that stuff is boring, though. The History Channel. Really?
Well, the modern day History Channel is boring. Yeah, I don't care about shows in puns, shops, and guys who cut down trees. It's kind of boring. That is boring. I will grant you that.
The actual history
part of the History Channel, which is now on H2, because they don't do history on the History Channel anymore.
Oh, so it's like MTV?
Except they actually still do history. This would be the big difference. MTV2, do they play music on MTV2?
I don't know. I think so.
Do they?
I don't know. Okay. I'm pretty sure they still play.
Well, then that's pretty much the
somewhere.
Same as history and History 2.
Yeah.
One does what they call themselves. That's the sequel. And the original doesn't do anything that they say they are.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Are they owned by the same company?
I don't think so.
Oh, I don't think so.
But anyway, okay. Now that we've established that any guy who ever buys anything from Victoria's Secret has someone cheating on the side.
Never said that.
Yeah, you did. That's what you're insinuating.
I did not say that. I did not say that.
Okay, we really, really got to go. Okay.
Give me the music then.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm giving you the music.
Okay, bye-bye. Why are you not going to commercial?
Because I figured you had one last thing to say. Last worder.
I do.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Morning. It's 8:41, up to 4 today. It's going to be windy as well. That's fun.
Because mm-hmm.
that means the wind chill is somewhere in the neighborhood of way below
suck.
Zero.
Of suck.
Guess what the wind chill is? Hey, let's do this as a game. Why
okay.
not? Okay.
All right.
All right, it's time to play Guess the Wind Chill. All right,
suck.
Mel. The
That's
current temperature right now in Sioux Falls is 3 below 0.
That's the current temperature?
Current wind from the northwest at 18 miles per hour. What is the wind chill?
25 below.
You cheated.
I did not. I swear to God.
You were looking at your computer.
My dirt stuff.
Okay.
See? Look.
You just did dirt. Why would you be looking at it?
I was getting ready for the 9 o'clock one.
There's no way you were that far ahead prepared.
Yeah, I am. Right there. Do you want to see it?
Okay. You were right. It was 25 below.
Thank you. I totally guessed, by the way.
Let me see your tabs. Do you have the National Weather Service up?
No. Here. I'll show you. No.
Okay.
See?
All right.
No weather.
All right.
I totally guessed. Jeez.
It just looked like you were... I wouldn't have accused you of cheating if you hadn't been messing with your keyboard right
at
the same time.
I know, but right before we went on, I was moving around the Fergie story.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to make sure that we got that on there. So that's what I was doing.
Well, and as it turns out, was looking online and at least according to Wikipedia, which of course take it for what it is worth,
right.
But apparently the ice crystals in the sky or whatever,
the sun dogs,
may appear as a colored patch of light to the left or right of the sun, 22 degrees distant, and at the same distance above the horizon as the sun.
Which they are.
And in ice halos. They can be seen anywhere in the world during any season, but they are not always obvious or bright. Sun dogs are best seen and are most conspicuous when the sun is low, which it is at this time of day.
Mm-hmm.
Hexagonal ice crystals, by the way.
Hexagonal.
In cirrus clouds.
Okay.
I guess.
Well, it sure is pretty and really bright.
It's really pretty.
It's pretty.
Very, very pretty.
Well,
you know what it kind of reminds me of?
My Facebook news feed was like popping up with all these pictures of this sun dog, so we had to go.
It kind of reminds me.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky. Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I miss Double Rainbow Guy.
He's so awesome.
I do miss
him. He's so happy.
He is a happy guy.
He's just happy.
Okay, so 3 commonly misused sayings that are really not commonly used as much as, I don't know, as this article thought. This was on crack.com. I still thought it was kind of interesting, though, because of how people misuse them.
Okay.
And I love pointing out when people do things wrong language-wise.
Yes, you do.
So here's the first one. Carpe diem. You know what that means? Yeah, seize the day.
Yeah.
Which most people interpret to mean YOLO. You only live once, so don't worry about the future.
It's not a YOLO.
Well, originally it meant something different. Well, no, but the same type of thing.
Oh.
Is what some people will do. And the original meaning of it was, it translates to seize the day, trusting as little as possible in the future. That doesn't mean you shouldn't worry about the future. It actually means the opposite. You should work hard to take advantage of every minute you have because life won't just fall into place in the future. Yeah. Don't trust that the future is going to work out for you. It doesn't mean, you only live once, so let's just jump off this bridge.
No.
That's not what it means.
Don't do that.
Curiosity killed the cat.
Okay.
You probably think it means you shouldn't poke your nose where it doesn't belong because you'll end up paying for it.
But cats are very curious, but they have 9 lives.
But it actually dates back to the 17th century.
Whoa, really?
And it was originally curiosity that killed the cat. It was care. In Much Ado About Nothing, Shakespeare wrote, quote, care killed the cat.
Huh.
But he didn't mean that caring for the cat killed it. The words care also meant to worry. So worry killed the cat. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry. Be happy. YOLO.
And finally, a rolling stone gathers no moss.
I don't think I've heard that one before.
I've heard it before, but not very often. The mix-up that most people think is describing is a good thing. Like, if you keep moving and don't settle down, you won't end up old and boring.
Oh.
In reality, it was supposed to describe why it's bad to not settle down.
Yeah.
An old, longer version of it goes like this. As the rolling stone gathers no moss, so the roving heart gathers no affections.
That's sad. And so true. Yeah. You have to eventually settle down. Otherwise, you'll have no love.
And you'll die alone. And you'll have a cat that curiosity will kill.
Or care.
Or lots of cats that curiosity will kill.
Or YOLO.
Don't be a cat lady. Is basically what Rolling Stone Gathers No Moss means.
I will not be a cat lady.
You have a cat.
I do not have a cat.
What happened to the cat?
I don't know. He's lived on the farm.
Oh.
Yeah.
You just left him behind?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it wasn't actually your pet cat? It just lived there?
Yeah, it's like an outside cat.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I don't really like cats that much.
Really?
Really.
Oh.
They're okay.
All right.
I'm more of a dog person. Well, I guess that kind of cat, maybe. YOLO!
Yeah, okay.
The Hot Morning Show with Andy and Mel.
How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel? 8:56, up to 4 today. It's 3 below right now. Mel somehow correctly guessed the wind chill.
Thank you. Thank you.
Lucky.
I was just, it was a guess. It was. Like, I completely guessed
okay.
there.
Okay. Okay.
I did, for real.
Doug is on the phone. How are you, Doug?
I want to start a man who's happier, the double rainbow guy or the hatchet guy?
Oh.
Which one of those two is happier?
The you're talking about the homeless surfer dude?
Yeah, the one who's like smash.
Yeah, this guy.
Smash.
Yeah, who's happier?
I think they're the same guy.
No, they're not.
I was joking.
I mean, listen here.
Yeah.
Whoa! Oh my god!
I gotta go with double rainbow guy.
Double rainbow guy's so happy.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with him, too. He sounds a little happier.
Because the surfer smash guy.
Smash.
There's something a little aggressive and scary about him.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Yeah, I guess you got a good point there.
And Double Rainbow Guy is just genuinely
He was
happy.
Just a hippie living in Colorado, I think.
Yeah, he was high.
Hippie in Colorado smoking weed. That's
and
all he does.
Loving that
and
rainbow.
The surfer was in San Diego smoking weed. So
what does it mean?
Yeah. All right, thanks for the call, Doug.
Yep.
But got to be Double Rainbow Guy, though, right?
Oh, for sure. He is like one of the happiest people that I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
Ever.
Especially when he says,
Oh my God.
Yeah.
He just makes you happy hearing him be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how can you be in a bad mood when you hear Double Rainbow Guy?
I know.
I love it.
Full on double rainbow all the way across the sky. Oh my god.
And remember, This is still like my favorite auto tune ever.
Oh yeah.
Whoa, that's a full rainbow all the way. Double rainbow. Oh my god. Double rainbow. It's a double rainbow all the way. Damn. It's a double rainbow all the way. Damn. Oh my god. What does this mean? It's so bright, so vivid. Double rainbow. Double rainbow. It's so dense, dense. What does this mean? It's starting to even look like a triple rainbow. That's a whole rainbow, man. Ah! Double rainbow all the way across the sky. Yeah, yeah. So intense. Double rainbow.
It was actually a good song.
It kind of was.
I know.
I feel like he's got Care Bear there with the rainbow.
I know.
With him.
And now my day is just perfect. I can go on.
Hot 104.7. .com.